Play this again.
Oh boy, so technical difficult.
What is up, internet? This is your pal Guy Jackson doing a round two after recovering from some technical difficulties.
Jesus.
Oh god, episode 6 of the Stuff with Guy podcast. And with me, as always, I got my hosts with the mosts, with the toasts, and the rye and the breads. I'm giving it over to Rye Bread.
Woo! What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Episode 6.
Episode 6.
Consecutively. And our buddy, hey, look who's back again.
Swaggy bros in chat, living the dreams. He saved the podcast. He's like, no mics, guys. And we're like, ah, shit.
You weren't even paying attention.
Which is, seems like Let's a very integral. It seems like an integral part of a podcast to have the microphones recording.
Nah.
Anyways.
Nah. Don't need it.
Let's we'll do it not live. Forget this guy below us with the toast Ronos. Throw it down for me, bro.
How the fuck you doing?
How the fuck you doing?
How the fuck you doing?
Oh.
How you now?
Oh, not so bad. I'm feeling good. It's been a fucking long week. We put the podcast off one day for personal endeavors so Toastman himself could enjoy a wings night, which I can respect representing the chicken wing front.
Gotta eat those wings.
But how are you guys feeling today? It's been a long week for me. What about you? What about you, Rye? What about you, Toast?
Yeah, it's been a long week.
Yeah, I'm ready to have a couple of days off here pretty soon. Yeah. Black Friday, good time, everybody.
Black Friday,
hey,
well,
to everybody out there, you make sure you're a respectable human being and turn your phone horizontally when you record fights tomorrow.
Oh, please do
better.
Not.
It looks better
yeah.
on YouTube.
Yeah, do not
film no vertical.
Vertical
videos,
looks so garbage. That is a fucking pressure point for me as well. I get on board with that there, Rye. And Swaggy, yes, you know, for all you Americans out there, happy Thanksgiving. We celebrated our Turkey Day many weeks ago here in Canada, eh? And we didn't get a day off today, so we all had to work our asses off. I also had a parent teacher night with my kid, with my son.
Those are the best.
Just packed. Oh, yeah. It was a joy. Actually, you know what? I had to pick up my... I was running late from work, and I have to pick my kids up before 6 o'clock from two different schools every single day from their after-school class. And,
who planned
that? You know what? This is the best scenario we could possibly come up with. So I am hauling ass to schools, picking up the kids. We had 10 minutes to drop them off at their grandma's house. And they both start just losing their shit. My son got bit by the dog who was thinking he had food or something. And he's crying. And my daughter literally walked down the stairs because I was like telling her, hey, you got to listen, blah, 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 blah. And she comes down the stairs and she goes, I'm going to lock myself in the room because you're mad at me and you don't love me anymore. And that was my 4-year-old daughter.
Oh my goodness.
So
that was an eventful day for you then.
That was seconds before we had to race them over to the grandmother's house so we could take my older son to his parent teacher. Oh, adventures in Guy Jackson parent land.
Did you get reprimanded or did you kid?
No, we got through everything. It was okay. They apparently said my son was doing a good job, but I went, this kid? That's what I hear he's doing. Oh, okay, all right. No, my kid's fantastic. He's a really good dude. I think I personally, and I know a lot of parents will say this, but I think I'm raising him right, and I'm proud of that little bugger. So, and I'll tell him that every single day.
Atta boy.
So that's
Atta
my
boy.
Story.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, what's going on?
What's going on in the world today, huh? Hoop-a-doop. I got some Discord running in the background. What is going on? Well, you know what. We could always reference back to that wonderful Reddit debacle once again going out there. We could talk about a little maybe net neutrality, how you guys feel about that right out the gate.
So I have a question. First, could someone clear this up for me? It doesn't really affect us as Canadians, really, right?
Not yet, but technically. Okay. Well, all right.
The CRTC, so, I'm like, eh.
All right, so you got to think about it this way. And I know, Toast, you're probably going to want to chime in on this too. But when it comes to net neutrality, it gives internet service providers, at least at this point in the States, a lot of authority and power over where they can direct their traffic to. So if they have an affiliation with a certain website, a certain service, they can not only encourage being directed towards those services, but they can also throttle internet speeds down for opposing services.
I read that it even could be down to the point wherein they could sell access to websites like cable packages, like social pack for $10.
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, potentially down the line. Which I think is just backwards, right? In technology, it's horrifying.
Well,
having a free open air, best thing ever.
And I mean, like, if you lose net neutrality out there, I wouldn't say overnight all of a sudden shit's gonna fucking burn, the internet world is gonna fall apart, but it's scary thinking of how easily manipulated that system could become without having those guidelines in place. Mm-hmm. And where that can affect us as Canadians is, think of how much media, think of how much how much influence that we get from the American markets, and that we need to access, and that we access through the internet. We'd be a part of that, whether it does directly affect us or not, because as Canadian internet service providers can't exactly sanction out what's happening on that side, and we get dragged into it anyways.
And let's not pretend they won't jump at the chance to be able to do something like that.
It's sad because it's not only just, I mean, pure greed, but it's sad because it's actually a step back. Like, we've come so far technologically for a reason, right? And to limit something that's that free and that open is, like, actually, it's like the equivalent of shooting yourself in the foot. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and that's what kind of, like, the internet, like, even though, I mean, honestly, the internet was born on a backbone of the pornographic industry. That's what it was, but it has evolved and grown to a point where it's a multicultural community that ties the entire world together. And to take a good chunk of that community, which does, like taking all of the United States and actually, like, manipulating it for mass profits for larger corporations, that is just, like, that is fucked up. I mean, I read a bunch of articles about how startups, for example, internet startups that are smaller businesses that are just trying to push their services out, if they have a large internet provider that has a stake in an opposing service, then those startups are just going to get fucking wiped off the map. They are going to get no exposure, and there's no chance that they can thrive in an environment like that.
Right. So. Yes, no, you're exactly right. I think I don't want to dwell too long on it because I think it's just ridiculous, and I hope that it would actually be the most ironic thing ever if the word on the internet couldn't spread enough to stop it from happening. You know what I mean? Because people, like, didn't give a shit or whatever, and they thought it wasn't for real, and they thought it was a joke, and then it happened. It was like, well, you had a chance. Anyway, it shouldn't happen, and I don't think it's going to. But if it does, like, oh boy, like, we're that much closer to just, like, complete control. That's nuts.
No, it's scary. And before we step into the next kind of section of this whole conversation, yes, Soul, I see you in chat. What is up, my brother? Swaggy throwing out America. Sure, we can go for that. We don't have like Canada. We don't have that out there. We just have, like, Canada. Like, it's like, how boot it? How can I help you? Right? Like, that's what we have here in Canada.
That. We don't say, none of us say a boot.
I say it from time to time.
I don't know about that.
We don't know about that. Toast, okay, you know what, Toast? You have been eerily silent while we discuss this. Is it maple syrup? That's not maple syrup. So, Toast.
I don't really have much to say on the whole neutrality.
It's a hacky hat, though. No?
I thought you would have a strong opinion on the matter, or at least something. You're not a neutral guy by any means. You usually have a higher and a low. You choose your side, but you're silent.
No, I think it'd be great if, you know, if I had to pay extra to watch YouTube that I watch for the same price now. I think it would be lovely to pay more for that.
No, well, that's not.
Imagine this for a second, like, having to pay to access online banking. Like, wouldn't that be hilarious?
If I want to add an extra $5 to access Pornhub,
what are you doing?
That's what I'll do.
right? You're forking over $5 a month.
I mean, Pornhub does.
I'm right there with you, my dude.
Pornhub does have a premium service, and right now they have a free week running. No, but that's
what I'm saying. It's fantastic for me. I want to pay more money to access things I already pay money to access right now. You know what I'm saying?
No,
it's a perfect system.
That's true.
Hey, Jackson, and I enjoy
it. I should say, I want to thank our sponsor, Pornhub, for supporting the Stuff with Guy podcast this week with their premium. No, I'm just kidding. We're not supported by Pornhub.
You really got to say that. You got to put that in there. No, we have no affiliation.
You know what? Honestly, I would take on any sponsor at this point and just have fun with it. If someone was just like, I want you to slut off my new tires that get you at least 30 kilometers, I'd be like, done. All right, we're going to fucking hawk tires this week. Let's hawk beef jerky.
Well,
let's hawk a porn site. I'm fine. Let's do it. I'm a shell. Why not? I'll shell this shit. I don't care.
You know Pornhub sponsors an esports team, right?
That's amazing. And you know what? In the world of net neutrality, they should be allowed to. And just think
that's
of that poor esports team that won't get Pornhub funding if net neutrality gets pulled.
Pornhub jerseys. It's hilarious.
I love how Swaggy in chat's like, I wonder how Jackson knows about Pornhub. I'll tell you how I know about Pornhub.
Paying for the membership for a year.
Let's play Devil's Advocate.
Yes.
So, what they're planning to do with if they're able to get rid of net neutrality and all that stuff is they would make it so that, let's say, in your cell phone plan or in your internet plan or whatnot, you would be able to stream Netflix unlimited if you had the Netflix plan. So you wouldn't have to worry about data. You wouldn't have to worry about any of that kind of stuff. You could literally just stream Netflix all day and all night. Or if you really enjoyed YouTube, you could pay a few extra dollars to be able to stream YouTube to your eyes.
Yeah. But then there's other services that could be opposed to YouTube. If YouTube sends enough money to the service provider, then the service provider can throttle down opposing services. So let's take Twitch and YouTube, for example.
Right.
YouTube, you know, they shell out enough money to the service provider, then Twitch could literally be throttled down to the point where you can't even watch 480i. Right. And like I said, I don't think this is going to be something that would happen immediately out the gate. Same. But it's scary thinking that if the net neutrality laws get kind of pulled, then that eventually is what would evolve. And I hate to say it, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theory guy, but
are you guys saying that?
I'm saying in corporate America, you know, the outcome is real. So
is that what you're telling me? You're saying you don't trust big corporations? Is that the vibe I'm getting?
Yeah, that's exactly the vibe you're getting.
You know what? That,
they really only have your best interest in mind.
You know what? I mean, there's
EA voted best company.
EA best company. Fuck, we talked enough about EA on this podcast. Enough
about by EA.
No, so big corporations.
That's what
is
always going to circle back.
We went number one in our competition. That's
they know what you want before you even know what you want.
Yeah.
They know you want to pay more, and they give that to you.
Jesus Christ.
It's great. It's fantastic. World.
In all honesty, yeah. Jumping into Devil's Advocate, Toast, you're right. It does give room for growth for certain services, but it also gives too much power in the wrong places, which I think ultimately would be, and I
don't disagree whatsoever. I was just trying to play the other side of the.
No, and 100%, and that needs to be done. We need to talk about both sides, but
I'm not too passionate about trying to argue it, nor do I know all the other points for the other side.
Well, fair enough. But as one thing, and we're kind of limited in the Canadian front, is, and I've even looked into this myself to look at petitions that you can sign, but everything is stateside. Everything is based on you know, everything is in the American market there, and they don't take any influence from us poor Canadians. So if you haven't, if you feel strongly about it, if you are worried about it, do reach out and look at forums where you can express that. If there's places where you can sign and say, yes, I'm against this, you do need to speak up. This is something that if the internet community doesn't take a stand, then shit's gonna hit the fan.
They've already taken it. They've taken stands multiple times, and I just think it's a matter of time before they manage to sneak it in.
Yeah,
that's squeak it in another bill or something like that. Just kind of
squeak in another fucking
yeah.
Big corporations. No,
I seriously think as a society you shouldn't let that happen. Like, you should just, it just should be a non-issue.
You really can't help it though. Like let's put our tinfoil hats on. Alex Jones this shit. The government likes to do things, or even companies like to make you pay attention to something over here in one hand while they do something hidden with the other hand. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how they're eventually going to be able to sneak that through there.
So they purposely botched Starfront or Battlefield.
Battlefront, yeah. Battlefront, in order to take the heat off Hollywood.
Neutrality, you know? Yeah. Not off Hollywood, yeah.
What? Whoa.
I have an idea.
And it made the freaking frogs gay.
I have an idea. We'll get rid of net neutrality as long as we have a bunch of Hollywood executives raping people and we put out a really bad microtransaction AAA title game. Yeah, that's how we're going to sneak this shit by.
Well, you got the people that watch mainstream media hooked, and then you got gamers hooked, and really those are the only gamers are the only enemy. And if you can distract them, then fuck, everything's gonna pass. Neutrality out the window, nobody cares.
No,
it's brilliant.
And the big gaming title. You know, okay. You know what? We have talked a lot about EA, but you know who we haven't talked about a lot of? Activision.
Well,
and I don't think. Yeah, there you go. Best company. Yeah, is that what you're saying, Toast?
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah, Activision. Yeah. But I mean, okay. So the publisher
existed still. Jesus Christ.
You didn't. Oh well. Yeah, they do, and they are fucking shilling it out every year. Well, Call of Duty, for example. And I know we posted on Twitter or asked what people want us to talk about it. I do know a lot of people mentioned COD. And I know, Rye, you put a little bit of interest into it. But, I mean, that series for me, honestly, fucking COD is a dead series to me. I can't invest my time in it anymore. But what do you guys feel? How do you guys feel about it?
We're all kind of on the same page, I assume.
It was I think it was Swagger that I responded to in the Discord. Yeah. I'm like... Listen, I'm like, for the most part, COD's pretty much done. Like, enough's enough. And, like, this one has just showed that, I mean, this launch for the World War II one's been completely botched. And it didn't work, and servers were crap, and it's like, here we go again.
Not to mention microtransactions.
But, yeah, microtransactions.
It's running on the same engine.
For, like, a decade. They never changed. Like, a fucking decade. Yeah.
It's the same gameplay on the same engine, and like COD 4 obviously was fantastic. World at War was fantastic.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2, everyone loved. I hated Modern Warfare.
No, Modern Warfare 2 was a split. It was a split. Better. People loved it or people hated it.
It was the beginning of the end. I saw in my eyes.
And you know,
Modern Warfare 2 came in.
Modern Warfare 2, I liked a lot.
I hate it.
No, yeah, like
really?
Yeah, right. It's literally like the community was split down the middle with that one there.
Wow.
Pretty sure it's a universally loved game.
For me, Black Ops.
It is. I'm pretty sure it's like most people's favorite. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
For me, Black Ops 1 was really good. Black Ops 2 has started falling off the bandwagon, and ever since when Ghosts and Black Ops 3, I did play Ops 3.
Ghosts was the abomination.
Freaking yeah. Ghost Modern was Warfare the 3. The downfall. Modern Warfare 3.
Ghost almost bankrupt Call of Duty.
Yeah, hands down. Oh, and then Black Infinity. Infinity the Warfare. One, that.
Yeah.
The thing is. Three completely different developers for the game. You don't see the continuity between the titles. You see a similar graphic engine, but every single COD has a different style, a different artwork that you see to it, even game types. You can see the imprint that each developer has, but it just seems it's so hoppy. It's like you're chopping between title to title and you don't know what to expect from the franchise. And it's so drastically changing between every publisher that it just, and you could see how last year got completely out of fucking hand when it became Call of Duty in space. Right.
Like, yeah. I was like, what's with this?
With Jon Snow.
Is this Titanfall? Like, what the fuck?
Well, you didn't know what the game was anymore. It was a mix of Destiny, Titanfall, and old school COD. And it didn't have an identity anymore. And you can see the player base falling off. And the only reason why Modern Warfare 2 isn't like, or sorry, not Modern Warfare 2, World War 2 isn't like critically panned at this point is because they at least attempted to bring the franchise back to its roots. But even with that being said, I've played that game. It's World at War. I've played that game already.
Mm-hmm. I played it for about half an hour at a buddy's, and it was like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, this was $90. You kidding me? What is this?
It's almost as if trying to make a game more accessible for everyone does the opposite.
When is water? It's almost like it does water down. It's, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and developers keep doing it. They do it all the time.
It's just you're beating a dead horse at this point. You can't put out
Mario.
An original creative idea year in and year out. Like, you need time for a developer to actually... No, exactly. And you need
or at least make your IPs good.
Yes.
Like, did you guys play Odyssey? Did you guys play Odyssey?
I played for about half an hour today.
So I'm...
And at least with that... Like, with the franchise, you see it is Mario through and through, but they are taking a slightly different approach to it, but it's
there's no punishment for your death at all.
See, I didn't
need to. You lose 10 coins.
You lose 10 coins, okay?
Yeah. Am I
and it's so difficult to get those 10 coins back. You literally have to respawn and then walk like 5 feet.
I didn't get to enjoy that. I didn't get to that point to see that. I got to throw my cap on a fucking T-Rex and run through a bunch of chain chomps and take down a mountain. And I was like, okay.
There's even an easier mode. There's an easier mode that you can enable, and it will just put you right back from where you fell or died.
Yeah. Game journalist mode.
Well, and I think
game journalist, okay, exactly. But, you want to talk about game journalist? I'll talk about
No. Let's not get into that. Jesus.
But with that, you got to think of the market that Nintendo is trying to cater to. When Nintendo first was introducing Mario and stuff, and I was a young lad. You guys were maybe not born.
We lad.
I had an NES, we lad. Bro.
Okay. No. Okay. You had an NES, but did you have it?
When I have one now. It's over there.
Did you have? No. Okay. It was still retro for you when you started playing, though. When you started getting into it, right? Granted. Okay. The game.
I have the NES. The Genesis just came out.
The Nintendo generation, at the most part, is designed for a younger generation of gamers, and with that, as we get older and have more expectations from our games, we got to keep in mind they are still catering to that younger generation at heart.
That's not necessarily all the way true. Like,
no, not played, not across the board.
Mario Kart for the Switch is hard as shit.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Breath of the Wild too. The new Zelda. It's like Zelda Dark Souls. It's actually really tough.
It's masterful.
Okay, but Mario's let's talk about their core IPs like Mario.
I think Nintendo's trying to actually go back to cater to their old fans. At least when it comes to Switch.
Yeah, but from the sounds of it and the easy difficulty in what they're doing, from Riot, what you described to me there, is that they are putting an element in there, so it is easier for a younger generation to get on board with it.
That's for sure.
I'll even say the hat is so cool. Have you seen some of the stuff on YouTube? Like it's like some of the easier stuff to do, like how you like jump on the hat and get like extra distance. Some of the shit you can do with the hat is so cool to get some of the collectibles. They put stuff in really hard to reach areas that are skillful. Like for people that are like on the higher level, but the game as a whole is too easy.
Well, how is it? Okay, but I heard that there's a whole second chapter to the game when you start getting to the dark side and the dark side of the moon, where it gets increasingly harder and difficult.
It does. My roommate can confirm. He beat that stuff.
Not like
got frustrated.
We got Potato in chat. Oh, welcome to the chat, Potato. But it says Odyssey has a huge skill ceiling in terms of movement, so.
Yeah, with the hat, and so like some of the, like I said, some of the stuff that they put, like some of the actual moons that you have to get are in really hard to reach spots, and there's coins up way high, like almost out of bounds in places, and there's definitely.
Potato's my roommate, by the way.
Potato's.
Oh,
your...
really? Oh,
well, tell him.
I found that core game pretty easy, like for the most part.
Tell him he should like and subscribe.
Potato.
And follow
should,
and retweet. Like, and
follow.
Maybe go to the stuffwithguy.podomatic.com and download every episode and really help us out here. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know. He's doing stuff right now.
I wouldn't want to play that game on the handheld. I had the Pro Controller. I wouldn't want to play that on the handheld, though. Jesus.
You know what game for me that I've recently played that really hit a skill cap for me and I'm struggling with?
PUBG. You always struggle with PUBG.
Well, I always struggle with PUBG. We've talked enough about fucking PUBG, but Rybrid, you should know what game I'm talking about. Any idea?
Candy Crush.
Candy Rust? Crush. No. Jesus.
My Little Pony?
Yeah, My Little.
Oh my god, Guitar Band.
Hey. Guitar Band Online. Guitar Band Online.
So long.
I got some free.
You're still playing that? Holy shit.
I'm trying to, but I just, at this point, I'm just getting decimated.
Dude, did you not read the reviews? It's like near the end, like at end game, it's 100% pay to win.
Oh, 100% pay to win. It's eerie scary how, like, I could
That's why I stopped playing.
I could hit like 100, I could hit 100 notes in this game, but because someone paid like $200 to have their band equalized better than my band, they get those extra little bonus points that just fucking shiver them above me.
I got to like rank fucking 6. I won a game and hit 100% of the notes. And still lost. And I was like, okay, I quit. That's
it. You capped at 6.
How does that work?
Dude, he hit perfect too. Fucking... He had better band members that he paid money for, so he got bonus points.
You,
beat me.
You finger tapping like, noob, win. Man. Fuck finger you. Tapping noob. I went all the way level 9, stage 9.
I hit 100% of the notes and lost because the guy had pay to win band members. Like,
I had respect for you.
You don't play mobile games. Don't play mobile games. Stop playing mobile.
I had respect for
Stop
you.
Stop it.
Never. God damn. I love that. I love that shit. And I, as soon as, literally the second I lost that match at 100, a perfect score, I was like, fuck this. Whatever. Uninstall. Bye. It's like, oh. Whatever. I'm not spending money on it, so.
Fair enough. Yeah. Whatever you say, bro. Whatever you say. Oh, well.
We will agree to disagree, man.
We'll agree to disagree. Just like how I know me and Toast, we were talking about, what was the show we were talking about earlier? Punisher.
Punisher.
Punisher. Love you it. See it, Rybrid?
Amazing.
I haven't yet.
Fantastic. Haven't?
Okay, yeah, okay.
Great show.
So.
Can't say good enough things about it. Can't not say usually
good enough things.
Is that Netflix?
It's a Netflix, yeah, yeah. And
I'll be watching that then.
You'll be watching that. No, okay, I enjoyed Punisher, but when we got to, and I know we discussed this Toast earlier, but when you got to the final 2-3 episodes, the gore factor went like tenfold.
Fantastic.
It fucking hit a ceiling. And for me, like, I can acclimatize to that. If it's introduced to me early in a show, I'm like, okay, that's what this show's about. Let's do this. But it seemed to be such a drastic increase in that gore factor that it threw me off. And I had to, it felt weird to me to all of a sudden have to readjust to the show so late into a season.
I definitely see where you're coming from there. Like, there's only so many times Punisher can cough up blood an episode. Where you're like, all right, this is getting a little bit nuts. The amount of blood he loses, he shouldn't even be alive.
Well, we should say, and Rye, do you care if there's spoilers? Do we need to keep this off the radar for you? Do you care?
No, I'm okay. So I don't mind.
Okay. Are you sure? Are you positive?
I'm watching other stuff now anyways.
Okay, so I'm gonna say it right now, people. I'm gonna say it. This is a spoiler alert.
How did you do that, you wizard?
I do can do many
He's been
things.
Waiting. I've been He's waiting, been waiting all episodes.
I've been He's waiting to do
he,
that.
He was testing that out when we were in out. Chat before.
Don't
and he
don't
he has been
ruin,
waiting. He was like
Don't
he was
ruin
like,
the magic toast.
He was like Toast, you need to say this with me. You need to say spoiler alert with me.
Don't like, no, ruin the no, magic that, for man. Me, Toast.
Like, you can say spoiler alert.
Don't
I'm not
do it. Just like near one of the bus you go.
Son of a bitch.
He was so pumped about that.
I was so pumped. You gotta ruin this.
Man, I ain't about that.
Okay, before I get to my spoilers, Rookie, what's up, bro? Thank you. Okay, so that fucking general at the very, like, second to last episode where he freaking...
That was insane.
It was insane. But he goes into his eyes and he fucking caves the dude's eyeballs in.
It was delicious.
And
Gordon Ramsay would cook that.
Oh, shut up, man. No. I was looking at that, and that was so...
Like guys, kids,
like
fish.
You said, so escalated from what you saw in the rest of the season that I just had to stop and take a break. Like, oh, fuck, that happened.
Well, I'm pretty sure every episode is probably directed by someone.
No, for sure. But at the same time, you got to keep some kind of continuity between it, because that's like what happened. And once again, I told you this earlier, that's kind of what happened in Walking Dead when Negan comes fucking rolling in with Lucille and literally steps up the fuck your shit up level in Walking Dead to the point where
this is even more gruesome, I'd say, than that.
Punisher was for sure more gruesome than that, but Punisher also had set the bar higher than Walking Dead had at that point. Punisher, yes, escalated it, but Walking Dead was more, oh, fucking zombies, you see him get cut up and blah, blah, blah. But this was like a freaking survivor that just gets full front camera, just eye popping out, face fucked. Like, that took it face so fuck. Much higher.
There was no actual face fucking.
No, that was a metaphor. He didn't whip out his fucking steel balls of steel and just fucking go at it. No.
But, well, no, like, when he took that dude, I'm not going to say who, I'm going to try to avoid some, and he scraped that person's face down the shattered mirror.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That was fantastic. That was, I actually cringed, like,
no, it was,
I could feel that.
Like, I will say it, good. I will say it, it was cinematic fucking, like, excellence, but it was so escalated from what had been established. Yeah, it
definitely, like, the final three episodes
kind of
just
fucked me up, where
I
just had to stop and be like, you're rebooting.
Definitely
your
not family friendly.
Not family friendly. Not rated PG-13.
And with the let's transition to something else. Let's take this one step further, because this is something else I know we had an old debate on. Netflix content, which in my opinion is that a lot of it is fucking grade A fantastic shit.
It's a lot of crap on it.
No, a lot of crap, but there's a lot of crap everywhere. There's like, it doesn't matter what fucking source of you get your entertainment from. There's shit, and then there can be gold. And I do feel like Netflix is, with their original content, putting out a lot of gold. But I know that they're not getting recognized for their media by the Oscars, by the Motion Picture Academy of America, or whatever their acronym is.
So remember when I said...
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, it's good. Did you even want the Oscars to recognize you? They're a bunch of pedophiles. Sex offenders.
Yes.
Who cares? Who cares what the Oscars say?
No.
It's been shit since the dawn of time. And the Oscars came, and it was immediately shit. And it's a bunch of people that think they're higher and better than everyone else getting together and voting on absolute garbage movies to win the Oscars. Same with the Emmys. Terrible.
Okay, but I'm saying...
All those fucking award shows are just terrible.
Aside from how you feel about the award shows, do you think it's fair for a media provider like Netflix creating original content to be excluded from those forums because they're a form of digital streaming? No, it's not that. That's not what we're talking about.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm not trying to debate whether or not that it is, like, there's literary merit in the Oscars, and I agree entirely. Their full format has been falling downhill for years. But
ancient.
The fact that streaming services like Netflix, Amazon, that they're getting excluded from this sector of entertainment just because of the nature of their product, that I think is fundamentally wrong.
Listen, there's a clear difference in the way media is being consumed now, and streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, and I mean RIP Show Me, but I guess that doesn't really count anymore.
Show Me. Canadian effort.
Effort. No, but like streaming services like that are a completely different animal when you come to popularity. And like, you literally have people that are dumping their cable boxes now and switching over to, you know, Netflix like services, if not just straight up.
And
Netflix.
I'm a cable cutter myself. Yeah.
You will have Netflix if you have them a part of it. And I'm just saying, it's not fair to exclude them, but if you have them in, they will win everything ever.
But that
Netflix
isn't...
Netflix originals are better. Everything.
But wouldn't that create more competition? Wouldn't everyone want to get on the same level as a...
But they wouldn't.
But I think
Netflix
that
would be untouchable.
I think that occurrence, if that were to happen, if they were allowed in and they swept the fucking board, that would push modern media into the next generation. They would go, holy shit, it can be done this way. And it's going to give a whole new world of indie filmmakers, of established filmmakers, of people looking for alternative means of funding their projects. Just a whole other avenue to push and be involved. And it would totally revolutionize.
I'm right there with you. I'm saying it ain't going to happen because of what I just said. Like, whoever the powers that be will not let it happen. Just is not going to happen because they know it too. It's like
they're a bunch of elitists.
We'll get fucking.
That's what the Oscars is.
Well, it's the elitists that know they can win.
Back to my short tirade about the Oscars. They're just a bunch of people that lord over everybody.
No, fair enough. No,
they're gonna bar them just as they bar everyone else.
Yeah,
and just as the winners are already predetermined before you even like.
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is, I don't know.
It's like the pro wrestling of.
From what we've been saying here, I don't know if this is agreed upon, but whether or not they should give a shit about being involved and being able to get in there, or if they should even care about being barred from these.
Yeah, I know. But it is relevant. I see what you're saying, where it could open up doors to other media catching up in terms of quality and content.
Netflix is too busy counting their money to give a shit about being included in the Oscars.
Well, you know what? One thing that I really admire about Netflix is that they do make hand over fist dollars, and they realize how much money they're making. And when they have people approach them with projects, they don't take the traditional studio approach where they get deep involved and say, okay, well, this is how I want it, and this is the final product. They're like, here's your fucking budget. Here's what you needed, hit or miss, fucking make it your project. And that's why you see either fucking gems or you see complete trash that's Netflix originals. Because the filmmakers are left to their to their devices to create their passion projects. And that's when you see like actual like sparks of like genius come out. And that's where you get those films where 10 years down the road, you go, I got to watch that again because it was
it's also nice because
fantastic.
Right.
Regular media, like Hollywood in general, won't touch shows like no way would have Punisher gotten created if it wasn't Netflix. Daredevil would have gotten created if it wasn't.
No, but then
and Netflix pretty well has all the Marvel shows now.
Yeah.
Look how much.
There's no way like these little characters would actually even get their shows if it wasn't for Netflix. So Netflix does it serves its purpose.
Netflix just had to brush off House of Cards like it was nothing. They had to just deal with it. Like
I always say, like, no wonder Kevin Spacey always likes to be the bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I know.
But that's what's fucking cool about that service and that place that they're in a position where they go, you know what? No, fuck it. We're not on board with this. And they can sweep that out. They would never say they swept House of Cards under the rug. They were completely open and saying, no, you know what? We're not supporting this.
Well, but they're going to brush it off.
They're
going to brush it off. It doesn't even matter.
I'm seeing their approach to it, what they've done, how they're open about it. Like, that needs to be.
The show was over.
I'm not saying Netflix. I'm not saying Netflix needs to be the future of cinema, but I'm saying that environment, that service needs to be the future of cinema. That's where it needs to
go. For sure it does. For sure. Eventually.
I think it has its purpose. I think it fills its role. And it does what it needs to do. And I think if too many media providers started going that way, I would say it would be flooded with too much content. And I would say, dare I say, even so much content that it would air on the shit pile.
Well,
because if you look at the indie game developing market, it's filled with shit.
Oh, freedom. Yeah. Like absolutely early access, fucking garbage out there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's flooded. It's too flooded. They opened up the floodgates. It's the same way with this content. Netflix does what it's supposed to do. Hulu does what it's supposed to do. Amazon does what it's supposed to do. I think if too many got, that's where I see, like, I see Rye Bread's point. If too many got into this, this line, you would see it flooded with shit.
No, that's 100%.
Just like the indie game.
And I mean, like, examples of that. I read that Disney is proposing to put out their own streaming service with all of their content, which would include LucasArts, which would include Marvel, which would include.
And how many subscriptions am I going to pay?
Yeah, and they would be pulling all of their original content, even like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., including everything in Netflix, away from that, and then you're chopping up these networks.
And it's like how many subscriptions do I have to pay for before they add up to more than a cable?
No, granted.
I want to watch, I want to watch The Tick. Well, I need Amazon for that, right? I want to watch
but with The Tick,
Punisher, I need Netflix for
that. But with The Tick, if you get an Amazon Prime trial subscription, you can also do Twitch Prime with that. Subscribe to With Guy TV so we make a couple money on our side.
Oh, shameless.
But then you could also swing over and you can watch, right? You can still watch. Yeah, so. Just thought.
That's tremendous. That hurt my fucking.
Stay tuned.
I hope that fucking hurt your soul. I hope that did that.
Hurt my soul. How much is this? I'm still. You're just so you know.
I'm unsubscribing.
Oh man.
Just everybody in chat follow my lead and subscribe to him and then forget about it 4 months later and just have him on your payroll for months after months.
Me too.
Fuck.
Well, with that being said, no, I'm not asking for you guys to shell out money, but if you do want to follow the Stuff with Guy podcast, follow us on Twitter, which is free. Follow us on the Stuff with Guy podcast, which is free. There we go. I can put the clap in. Follow us by all the free means necessary so you can help us build our community and bring a new era of the Stuff with Guy podcast.
Free to play. I honestly
feel like I shilled so hard this episode, so I think we're gonna
Patreon,
call it.
YouTube.
Patreon,
we do
YouTube.
Have a Patreon, don't we?
You know,
we
I should do what they do with the IRL girls when they just show
Why
off
don't
their
you put
cleave.
The Patreon?
Yeah.
You know when they just do one big fucking cleave shot on IRL? I'm not listening to you guys anymore. That's what I should do right now to get the subs.
Yeah, get your tits out. Get your tits out.
Yeah, no, that's fucking... We're done here.
Oh, the old cooch and teat streams.
Oh, the cooch and teat streams. Well, with that, guys, I am calling it. What are we going to use for our song here? Let's do Fun on Rollerblades. It has been a fantastic podcast. I want to thank everyone for coming out. I see Rookie. I see Swaggy. I saw the Potato Man himself. Dick. Soul Eater. Thank you so much for coming with episode 6. We hope to see you next week. We're trying to do it every Wednesday, sometimes Thursday if Wings are involved, but join us on YouTube to watch the video, listen to the stream. I want to say thank you to everybody, and of course, Rye Bread.
Fuck. Hey, yeah, well, I'll be back next week. You guys know what it is. I'll be here.
And our boy, Toast Runner.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Just want to let you know 9/11 was an inside job. Stay safe. No fear, 6 a.m.
Is this how we're going to end the podcast every time, bro? Hey, Toast? Hey, no. Toast? Is this what we're going to do?
Hey, Toast Runner killed JFK.
Fuck.
Whoa.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Stuff with Guy Podcast! Peace!